views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And wow, we are right on the doorstep of June in 2018, the 11 year, the manifesting year, the year of lots of change. And we've had the first 6 months have been quite interesting. Well, we just had the full moon on May 29, and that was interesting. And I talked about that in, we went over all of that last week in the show. So if you want to go check that out, but you'll feel the influence of that a little bit for another week or so. So the key and the summary of that very quickly, before we dive into angel insights for June of 2018, is look for things in your life that you want to change. You're not happy with, you're not satisfied. It's not, you know, you know there's more to this. It's got to be better, that kind of thing. It doesn't matter what it is, anything, any area of life. And literally put some effort and energy and focus onto what if this was completely the opposite of what I'm seeing right now? And allow that perspective to show you some options. That's what the energy is doing. It's interesting, and that leads us perfectly into what June is about. Because June, oh, this one is a beautiful trio of energy. I call it the wonder energy because, you know, all the changes, and then, you know, you're not sure and all this kind of stuff. Well, that clarity is coming in, but this one, it's about self-expression. And when you are stepping out for the first time to actually express your true self, just, you know, being honest, being open, being real of who you are, you're kind of nervous. You're not sure what people are going to think. And that's the insecurity, fear that will continue to fade away the more you apply. It's really important you hear that. Angels are helping us. They're not doing it for you. I'm really, really trying to emphasize that they are here to support you when you make a choice and you take action. Once you take action, it really comes in like tenfold. That's what I'm seeing. The more you take a proactive action in a direction you want, the more support you're going to feel from them. And it's truly amazing, and it's moving quicker than it ever did before. So whatever speed you were running through this, you know, with, I mean, you're going to see it go faster. Well, this one, self-expression, creativity, which is all brand new and you feel like you don't know what you're doing sometimes, but then they throw in stability. Yeah, the energy of June has creativity, self-expression, stability, which I really like. Stability in what? Whatever that project is, if you're looking to venture out for business, new jobs, open a business, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever project you are really wanting some energy to support, Here you go. And it's going to be stable. I mean, finance stability is showing up in this alignment. And so when I saw how great the energy is for June, and honestly, guys, this show is about the positive energy. We don't focus on the negative energies. There's plenty of that out there, and we don't need to be focusing on that. We want to focus on the opposite perspective. So I can, that's what I'm doing. I want to passionately bring you shows every week that give you a break from all of that. I mean, how are you going to move through and past that if you don't feel like you have any options? That's not what we do here. We're here to show you inspiration and show you, wow, positive mindset, focus in areas that would give you a choice, focus in areas that are more uplifting, help you health-wise, physically, because happier people feel better, your mindset, your emotional state, everything is a win-win when you do that. So this month is awesome. I mean, if you have something you've been really ready to go, this is a good month to put some action into that. And just being clear. So that's what the show is about. And I have some insights about the month. When I tapped in with the angels, I share what I experience, what I receive when we're talking about angels. But my focus really is for you to trust and connect with them yourself as well, not just take my word for it. Honestly, what I want to do is validate what you already know. And I feel that that's you trusting you that way. I mean, if I can validate, yeah, you can trust what you're picking up, you know, that's where you're going with that. We do have an email that we'll read. We have chats open if you'd like to join us in YouTube chat or Facebook live chat. Hello to anyone that's going to be arriving in there. Just want to let you know we have that going. And with our Transformation Talk Radio Network, they're live streaming on Facebook. So they're helping me with whatever comes through over there. I have shared that on my two Facebook pages, and it's on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. All pages, not personal pages, guys, all pages. And over on YouTube, my channel, Jen Royster, and I've also got that one embedded on my website, jenroyster.com. So you can check it out. We have audio, of course. What would we do without audio, right? But I like kind of having a face-to-face with you. And when we are working on a global scale the way we are today, video can do that. So that's why I like to bring that option as well. So what do we have for June that one of the angels has brought in? Let me start with abundance angels. Everybody has them. There's hundreds and there's a lot of angels, and some of them, honestly, I don't even know if I've met them all. I know that I have ones that I work with more regularly, and then that can shift and other ones come in, whatever phase or journey I'm in or whoever I'm helping out, that fluctuates, and I just allow that. I also connect with spirit guides. Nature brings me a lot of messages. So any way that's natural for you, some people feel, some people see, some people hear, some people smell, interesting scents. Some people just know. And a lot of people that are analytical or don't even feel like they have any spiritual connections usually have that one called claircognizance. So, and we've talked about that before many times on the show. If you're new to the show, it's all about metaphysics. Metaphysics. What is metaphysics? It's physics is about life, the study of life. Metaphysics is what's beyond that. What's beyond that? And there's a lot of different areas of metaphysics. But the one that I like to focus on is that spirit connection to something beyond this physical life. And positive focus. Law of attraction is a spiritual law. So that's what we do here. We want to help you learn manifesting skills, but not just to gather physical items or things here, to truly find your place, your purpose, to truly help you discover your happiness and, you know, to feel like, wow, this journey here on earth in this lifetime, it had some bumps, it had some challenges, but wow, have I learned some great things. That's what we focus on when things are bumpy, guys. We focus on what we can learn from it. Then when you come out of that, you have gained tools, you have gained strength. So that's what the show is all about if you're new to the show. And I do want to welcome anyone that's brand new. We have so much going on. One of the things that we have is Archangel Michael. Michael is pretty much with me all the time and has been for years. Most of my life, I would think. But abundance angels, I said, you have. Everybody has that. What is abundance in what? Abundance in everything. Abundance in happiness. Abundance if financially if you need it. And it's not like, oh, I need $1 million and you just want money. Think about it. Because the more you have, the more you're accountable for. So really think about, what do you truly desire for your happiness, to live your purpose, to excel to the next level of higher frequency living, you know, moving into fifth dimension living, a better life, every bit of that. I mean, there's a little bit more to it than just wanting something in a basic, superficial way. And that's kind of the way it is. We think we want all that, but then we realize, oh, maybe I didn't want so much of that. More responsibility. But when you're ready for it, you know, the sky's the limit, guys. It's not like, oh, we're going to suffer if we have things and you're not going to suffer. I mean, I've seen that. People think, oh, I'm suffering because I don't have anything. Then I'm suffering because I do have too much. You see, that's a mindset perspective, which this moon for the next week, got one more week of that moon influence to help you see the other side of a story of what appears to be. Look at it from an opposite focus, lens, anything to see a different perspective. Because sometimes it's all we see, no matter what we have, we see that we have suffering. We want to pull out of that and move into feeling the happiness and the blessings and the abundance, no matter how much we have. And I have seen people with very little feel very blessed, be very happy, be very content. I have seen people with a lot, I mean, millionaires, and I've had them as clients. They've been very content. They've been very humble. They've been very appreciative with gratitude. I've seen all of the above. So it really doesn't matter what we have in the physical. It's what we have inside. We're going to dive into that because the goal with this year is to really trust the answers that you receive from inside yourself. The angels want to support you in going inward, tapping into that, and trusting that. There's so many things that I have to share with you, but this is a very good month to really move in a positive direction. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving into some of the insights I've received. I have a little story of something that happened this morning, and they gave me validation, which was awesome, and much, much more. There really is good news continually. Are you willing to see the good news every day? I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video live stream of the Jen Royster Show.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
And welcome back to the show. We are talking about angel insights and what June has to offer, which is a lot of very abundant, great energy that we really want to tap into. This is where we've done a lot of adjusting, and every month they have been helping us to adjust with different things. But now it's like take action and apply. So one of the wonderful things about June, I said abundance angels. One of the things is it is stability in abundance. You will find your way to your unique situation in stabilizing your abundance, whether that be financial, happiness, whatever. It does seem to have a lot to do with, and this is what I'm noticing, the more that you honor and respect you. So you have, so say you have a business you want to start or you want to find a new job. You have self-love, self-care, self-honoring and respect are something that are very important to add into the mix here. If you, your self-talk is, you're very hard on yourself, you're very self-critical, you just don't believe any of it, you don't believe anything's going to work, things like that. Those are super tough, I know, but when you do trust you and respect you, know when you need to take a time out, know when you need to have a little R&R, know when you need to play, have some fun, you know, chill out, your life will find more balance and the stability, the energy of the creativity and moving in new directions with abundance. It's all kind of intertwined for June. That's what I'm seeing. That's what Michael's telling me. Michael's saying the self-respect and honoring who you are and trusting that with your self-expression and being real to yourself. If you make an, if you apply that and you have that intention, they're going to support you. All you got to do is ask. So that's one of the big things that they are saying. Now we have, I want to say hello to Sheila. Hi, Sheila, over in YouTube chat. Oh no. She's like, I'm sorry to hear this. She's saying my cat went missing Tuesday, May 22nd. I don't know if she is lost or stolen. I desperately need the angels to help find her. What do I need to do? First, okay, I'm an animal lover, okay? Absolutely crazy. In fact, I had a story with that this morning that I'll share. Here's the thing, the energy, and I want to just tell you this right now. It could be that they're feeling the energy. A lot of animals are feeling the shift in the energy just like we are, and you'll find that they might be responding differently. This is the first thing coming in that I'm receiving to send to you or anybody out there with animals that might be noticing their behavior being different. You might see it in wild animals or any other nature, birds, insects, you know, things like that. Sometimes they don't understand, just like we don't understand, and they get scared and hide. The first instinct I have is that she might be doing that, but at the same time, I don't want it to just be, you know, I'm not sure. It feels like there's a little bit of a hiding kind of thing. I don't feel a stolen thing. I just don't. I feel that she could have been feeling the energy. So what I would do, if this were my cat or my animal, and I've had plenty of kitties and dogs, I know, this is what I would say. This is what I would do. I release my concerns. I release my fears and my concerns for her to the angels. I ask them to watch over her because I physically don't know where she is. And I ask them to protect her. And if there's anything that I can be a part of and help her find her way, or I find her, it's like releasing to that. That's what I would do immediately, Sheila. And that's what I would do. And you don't have to keep repeating it. But once you ask for that, like, I know that I can't do anything and this is out of my control, I'm releasing this and I'm asking for your guidance and help and to watch over her. Absolutely, they will do that. Then we have to trust that it has already been resolved. Now, this is where manifesting and things like that can come in. Now, I don't know how old your kitty is. I don't know if kitty had any health issues or anything like that. I'm literally giving you some very powerful tools to use on your end to help resolve a situation. Because one of my favorite sayings is, nothing is ever lost in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the universe. It's somewhere, right? So let the universe, let the angels help you with that. I don't know any more than that. That's what I'm receiving to give to you. And I hope that that truly helps you to know that there is someone, the angels, watching over. So that will help you. I went through that before and I know what that feels like. And I would do that again. So that's where I'm at. I want to say hello to Kansas. Hello to Norma over in YouTube chat. Now, I'm going to go over to an email that we received. And it's, you know, kind of right in line with the whole show. And so this will really, the whole show, I don't know, that's been happening the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm receiving questions that the whole show will answer. So I was kind of intrigued with that. This is from Beth. Beth writes, "Hi, Dr. Jen. I'm in the process of making big changes." Yay, Beth. Whoa. "I'm looking for a new job and a new place to live with my man. Can you give me insight if the right job will come through in the next few weeks? And will I find a house to move to at the end of my lease in August? I want to know if the angels can give me any guidance and direction to help me manifest my wishes. Thank you. God bless, Beth." Well, like I said, perfect timing to send this question. I'm amazed. I love that. First of all, that's what June's about. The first thing I receive is from Archangel Michael for you, Beth, or anybody else having multitasking going on with big changes. We have to, and this is logic, because I really am into logical spirituality. You triage, okay? First of all, the new job, that's what you want to apply your energy to, instead of what I'm receiving is narrowing the focus. Narrow your focus. So you have job and a new house going on. First things first, June energy is really prime to support abundance, new job, new project. So that's what you want to do with June energy right now, is focus on job and know, thank you, Michael. No, that's where you go, okay, where I'm going to live is already resolved. The house is there. It's just waiting for me. I don't have to worry about it. You'll be proactive in time. But right now, you would be too divided, overwhelmed, trying to split your energy up in a lot of different ways. In about 4 weeks, maybe even 2 or 3 weeks, like first couple of weeks right now, they're being very specific. Sometimes no, but they are with this. Put the energy into the new job right now. Ask them for any clues, any guidance. Literally, oh, you'll find a job opening to go apply for. Oh, that sounds interesting. Let me go try that. Just explore all the options and opportunities that present themselves in the next week or two to you with that. or longer. It doesn't even need to be just the week or two. Don't be that specific and stay in a box. Because every time we shift our energy and our manifesting, guess what? It shifts everything in the outcome. So whatever I'm saying today, whatever you apply could shift it. And it could manifest even faster. Or if you don't apply, it could take longer. That's how it works with everything. Okay? Then after that's all settled, move into the other part about where you're going to live. Okay? Because things are laying themselves out. But you will actually be more productive to accomplish all of the above if you take on one at a time. So that's the answer to anybody going through anything like that. Okay? Kind of cool, right? So this energy in June is, this is fun energy. This is the energy you want. And you want your communications to be clear. And we're going to tap into some of that. We are going to take a short break here in just a moment before I start diving into another topic. Quickly, want to say hello to Relaxing Meditations. You're so awesome. Good morning. Thank you for being you. Oh, well, thank you. Do angels have a message for my husband's new job? Hang on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to answer that question and many, many more. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, guys, we're starting to bring in some questions, so I want to address the questions that I'm receiving in the chat right now. If you're just tuning in, it's all about the insights for June and angels. June's a great month for anything you want to bring in, and that's what we're talking about. So When we left on the last segment, we were talking to relaxing meditations over in YouTube chat, and she wanted to know if the angels have a message for her husband's new job. Yes, they do. They said, congratulations on his new job, by the way. First thing that came right up was from Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel. And I love it when Shamuel comes in about stuff that we might have a little bit of, you know, it's exciting when we have something brand new, but there's sometimes a little bit of anxiety and it's new and it's a positive stress if there's such a thing. But there's a way to settle down with that and have your focus. First of all, grounding would be really good. Just when you feel like you're getting scattery, and this is suggestions for anybody in this situation. To ground first. Grounding is very important about just about anything nowadays. It's really important because it helps you, you know, gain clarity and you got your, okay, wait, I'm back in the game. First of all, grounding, when you're feeling overwhelmed or divided into 50 different directions, right? The other one is Shamuel brought in one step at a time. Watch the path light up as you go one step at a time. Because when you start a new job, sometimes depending on what it is, you know, you have to learn a lot of stuff. You got to learn the company. You got to learn the rules. You got to learn everything. It's going to be just fine. I feel a lot of settling in the next month or two with everything. And when Shamuel comes in, it is a peacefulness. It's a calming peacefulness. So just support the downtime, you know, time together, time, calm down time, basically is going to be one of the best gifts you can give anybody in a situation like that. And it's not even a negative situation. It's just a lot of new stuff to learn all at once. And you want to do good and you don't want to make a mistake, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I received. And that was pretty cool. We also have Norma. I am new in contacting angels. I want to know if they are hearing my prayers. Yes, they are. Absolutely. And one of the things I love to share with people about this is you really only have to ask one time, say thank you with gratitude, and trust and know they've already found and resolved the situation. But in our timeline, it doesn't feel like it got resolved. It's just going to unfold, but we trust and release it. If you want help, that's one of the tricky ones. If you feel like, okay, did they hear me? I didn't see anything yet. Sometimes our own fear and overthinking can get in the way and doubting. So it's easier and it helps you to practice this. If you ask, thank you, release it and know it's resolved. You may not believe that completely at first, but just kind of claim that with your intention and then go about your day and forget about it. That's the best thing you could do. Go about your day, go about your week, go about your month. Just know it's been asked and it's been received. They always receive. It's us that kind of, we start doubting, but now we're sending an energy of doubt and we're kind of disconnecting it a little bit. So kind of cancels out things sometimes with our manifesting. So just go about your day and let it be. That's something to practice. I know it's not easy at the very beginning, but I did want to answer that one. Okay. So what is June about with this other stuff here? One of the things that the angels wanted me to bring up is communication. Communication is really important in this month because you want to be clear. And I brought that up in the intro. Communications are going to have a little bit of a highlighted feature for the month of June. Why? Because we want to be communicating with ourselves clearly, how we speak and treat ourselves, how we speak and treat others. And on the back side of that is, do we listen to what's coming from our heart, our intuition? Do we listen to others with respect to yourself, with respect to you? Self-love, self-care, trusting the self, that's really going to give you opportunity this month to really dive into this energy tenfold, even more. I mean, it's pretty amazing. But communication is a big deal. Communicating clearly is going to be a feature of the month. Communicating your true self-expression, but then believing in it. I mean, do you believe in your success, in what you want to do, or do you doubt it, or do you berate yourself? That's really going to be something for you to individually hash out, honestly. You're going to have to learn, you know, and trust, and this is individual. I mean, you can choose not to. This is what I'm receiving about this month, and it's pretty awesome. And going back, just to give you an example about that trust and releasement with angels, and this is going to answer a couple of questions that have already come up. And a story happened this morning before the show. I live in a three-story house, three-story beach house, okay? And Emmy, my co-host, if you don't know who she is, she's a 100-pound Akita. She's a big girl. But she's getting older. She's 8 and a half now. And she goes much slower up and down these stairs, okay? And I was setting up for the show, and I heard what sounded like five grown people taking a major tumble down a flight of stairs. You talk about, I went flying. I went flying. And she was ready to go for her, I have to spell or she'll want to do it right now, sorry. She wanted to go for her W-A-L-K. And I know, I have to say, she knows a lot of words too. And she wanted to go. She was going to do it without me. And she went down, apparently, and slid down, and I heard nothing. It was dead silent. I heard a huge crash, a very big sculpture, statue that I have went tumbling, and that's what the noise was. But my heart sank because she is my best friend. She is with me all the time. We are just tight. And I have a very special bond. We have a very, very special bond. And her behavior has been very unusual in the last few weeks, too. She's seeing a lot that, you know, she's seeing. She's seeing a lot of things from other dimensions, and she is reacting to it. Well, when I got down to her, she's just sitting there, all tangled up in all this mess. Got up like nothing ever happened. And I mean, yes, I was okay, but on the way down, I was like, okay, I was asking angels, oh, please, let me know what I need to do, you know, that kind of thing. And took her for the WALK, came back, and now this is inside my house, okay? Big white feather sitting right on the step where she fell. They wanted me to know, we got this. We were with her. We're watching over you. And I'm getting chills just thinking about it now. I mean, inside my house, it didn't fall from the sky, but there it was. And that was a validation that, because I just released and trusted. And I had to. I just had to trust at that point. I didn't know what I was going to find at the end of the steps. I was like, okay, here we go. But they let me know. They will let you know in many, many ways. Last week, it was pine trees. Remember the baby pine trees? If you listened to last week's show, they've let me know with animals, birds. They've let me know many, many ways. I do get the white feather. I don't get it often, but I have gotten it, you know, quite often. And usually in cases of something like that, or when someone's passed away, or something else. I mean, something big is usually when something quite big is usually when I see the white feather, and it just is in random crazy places. One time I found it inside my car. I know. See, how does a white feather get inside like that, right? So, see, your logic will try to go there, and mine does too. Outside, I go, oh, well, you know, I'm outside. That can fall from all kinds of birds, right? You can do that all day long, or you can look at the magic and wonder of how the universe utilizes things in the physical world to bring you information and messages. So the more I allow it, the more it happens. So I'm sharing that because they do let you know, but they may let you know in an interesting way that's a synchronicity for specifically you. That's communication. That's clear communication with spirit. But when we don't trust what we receive, it can fog it up or disconnect the pipeline. You know, they're not going to force nothing on you. Absolutely not. And if they are, that's not what you want to be listening to anyway. So we don't want to focus on that. We focus on the positive information. We focus on what uplifts you, what does not drain you, what does not cause fear to conjure up. That's where you want to be focusing most of your energy, actually all of it if you can. And I know things pop up, but that's the deal. So it's just a thing, you know. It's energy can pull you down or lift you beyond an unlimited capability. Angels are going to support you when you choose. Now, like me, I mean, I didn't know what I was going to find at the bottom of those steps, but that was miraculous in itself because she's a big girl. And she's fine, no limp, no nothing. And she has problems with her joints. So it was just pretty incredible. So I just want you to know miracles happen all the time. It's a matter of receiving them. I've been receiving a lot of interesting stuff recently, a lot, and I just allow it in. Now, what else do we have going on here? What? The communication's important, right? It's important that you communicate with yourself and others your true feelings about things, your true passions, your true you. If you are people pleasing, which is what I call it, and you're, you know, saying yes when you really want to say no, or you're saying no when you really want to say yes. I mean, it goes both ways, right? What if you're just afraid what everybody thinks? That fear is just getting in your way. The power comes from getting rid of that. Practice, the more you practice it, the easier it becomes to just walk past that. Don't waste your time listening to the naysayers that want to just bring you down. Is that really the energy you want anyway? If these are people close to you in your family or friends or your circles, I would say, do you really want to be in those circles? Or if there's a situation where, no, this is like a family member, I get that. It's a detachment. You still have your family member. You still spend time with them. But when you can be around people that think differently from you, and it's okay, let them just be where they're going to be, and you can stay in your frequency, that's detached, but we still have love we send. We can still enjoy the picnics with people we love in our families. We can, you know, whatever it is, but it doesn't pull you down. Now, this is something that empaths have been experiencing for years. Empaths, listen up. It's not impossible, but it does take some effort. I know, because I'm with you, okay? Been studying and figuring this out for a very long time. And there's times that you just may need to flat out clear yourself, the energy of yourself, your home, your car, maybe your desk at work, whatever it is you do. If you feel like you stepped into some energy that's kind of, you know, feels sticky, gunky, heavy, dense, or you all of a sudden don't feel very well, clear. And I'm going to go into that when we come back because there's some interesting things that I've been seeing, witnessing. I've done it with myself too that I'll share about that. And I feel like that's really going to help you with this energy in June as well. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to keep going. We have so much going on, but guess what? There's a lot of good news in it, and I want you to tap into that and really feel and experience some positive things in your life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And welcome back to our last segment. Now, before we went to break, I said I was telling you about the energy clearing. Guys, energy clearing and grounding are going to be your best friends. They're going to be your go-to tools through this year. And not because, oh, it's so hard and impossible. All that's out there, but don't waste your energy on that. If you do trip up, and I call it a trip up. That's what I call it. Or you do feel like you just walk through some heavy energy sludge, clear it. Clear it. Don't waste time. Clear it. Here's what I've been witnessing with myself. This happened a couple times with myself. As soon as I cleared energy, it felt like you were getting a super, super, super sick. I had been around some energy that felt questionable. And yeah, you know, they try to challenge and pull me down when I'm positive, but I'm not going to let it happen. That just happens. Okay. That's just the nature of that. Anyway, as soon as you feel, and I'm not saying if you have something health-wise or physical to ignore medical attention if you need it, I'm saying do energy clearing as well. Sometimes that's the fastest thing you can do, and you might find that some of it's energy, but always make sure if you need medical attention, you take care of that. I'm not saying replace it, but energy healing is a great asset and can complement that, because there's energy that's the root cause of everything you experience physically. So why not? But I have seen where it looks like, okay, this doesn't look so good. We got some situation here. And then people I know personally as well. And I saw something that was really serious. Person could hardly walk. And I said, okay, it's about time to maybe, you might need to check with the doctor here. But until you can get in, why don't you do a salt bath and clear energy, because something feels funny. Okay, I find that really interesting that as soon as you take a salt bath, which looked like something that was going to be extremely serious, now it's just gone like that. You'll know if it's mainly energy because it'll be gone quickly. you can almost feel it coming off you sometimes. And don't hesitate to make that a priority to balance out your energy while you're working on new things, because positive energy, good things that you want to bring in, it needs a clean, you know, vessel. It needs everything to be balanced. And you're going to soar, and you're going to find that you connect more with higher frequencies and dimensions like angels, spirit guides, things like that. You're going to find that you are trusting and have more confidence in your own intuition when you do that, because you're clearing the debris away energetically that keeps tripping it up and making you self-doubt or tries to pull you back into the fear vibe. It's just not worth it. It's getting to where, oh, please, you know, and they don't have so much stamina, because, you know, when that kind of negative energy is trying to pull you down, they just need your energy because they don't have any of their own. That's what it's like. So you don't give it out. If you don't feel that it's supporting you and it feels high maintenance, you may need to evaluate that. And I did want to address that. Now, think of June. Like I said, June is really, really good. Think of June as one of these months that's in between. It kind of reminds me of a transitional dimension. Like June is, it's, May had all the energy of showing us, okay, what the possibilities were. And the full moon came in and we could see the opposite of what was happening. It gave us opportunity to see options, new perspectives, where we could choose future choices, okay? June is the month that now we go, okay, this is what we want to do. We pack up. We're going to go like over the bridge. We're going to transition through this in June to what we wanted to do and what we chose. So like I said, just to remind you, if you tuned in late at the beginning, I said for the next week, you will feel some of that full moon influence. Angels are all over this, ready to help you when you make some choices. If you still feel like I just can't see a clear choice, if you feel like that, ask for clarity. But then you want to be proactive. You will have clarity if you can get some of the lower frequency off. If your energy field needs clearing, do that. If your space needs clearing, do that. Because now you're being proactive that you want positive energy in your space. That tells the universe, oh, you don't want to hang out in negative energy. Oh, you don't want more of that. Oh, okay. I mean, sometimes it reminds me of a computer. Like, it's so literal, right? Oh, you're hanging out in negative energy. You're keeping it on yourself. So I guess you want more of that? No. And we don't understand. No, I want this and that. You being proactive, keeping your space clear and you clear and grounded is really a big deal. And it's good advice. Michael brought that up. Michael said, the more you keep that cleared out, honestly, I would do it daily if you can, at least, you know, often. Don't wait till you feel, oh, and, you know, put an intention of, I'm going to go out into the world. I'm going to go to work, or I have to go into a space where I may feel some things that I don't want to absorb. Then shield up with your light energy of who you are and reflect that back off of you. Don't accept it. It's going to make it so much easier. You won't be worn out. You'll have energy for your plans and your dreams. You'll have energy to move forward. You'll have energy to be confident in your choices. You'll have energy to succeed. You'll have energy to be happy. It's a big deal. I mean, to me, it's a huge deal. So why wouldn't you want to do that? And a lot of times, I've noticed this when people have been in heavy energy for a while. They, you know, they keep putting it on the back burner. Oh, okay, I don't have time to do a salt bath, or I don't have time to clear my house, or I don't have time to do a meditation for clearing, or however you like to clear. I don't have time. Watch that, because if you are saying, I don't have time, then something has clouded your judgment that why isn't positive energy a priority for you? That's what you want. You want to draw and manifest positive things in your life. Then why isn't it a priority with the energy that you're hanging out in, that you may have on you? Everybody's situation is unique. So apply it to your situation and choose the best course of action for you. I wanted to bring that up because I'm finding that if, you know, sometimes you just don't realize it's on you. You just don't. But if everything's just not good, go ahead and do it. It's never going to hurt you. It's going to do nothing but keep you open to more positive. Seal up and shield up and just, you know, make that part of your intention. No, only good vibes here. Only good vibes allowed. And no more of the negative. And if there is, detach them. It's something that we talk about a lot. But right now, you know, when you're trying to make a step forward positively and you feel like something's holding you back, that's your go-to. And that's what I wanted to share. Okay, guys, we're out of time. It went fast today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.